This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
Scorecard time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to score and choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise. And the score I'm referring to is the Sounding Board scorecard. I still don't know exactly what we're doing, and a few of our listeners aren't sure either, Hutchie, and I just need you to reset as you do every week because you seem to change the runway on what this is all about.
Okay, let's start. Do you want to get started or explain it again?
Explain it again, please.
Oh, my goodness. 10 is the high, 1 is the low, 0 is no reference. You've got two passes out of the, this week's a 9 question.
And the number that we provide out of 10 is in relation to what?
Why is it 9 questions? Was it that harder to get to the 10th? Like, if you get stuck for the 10th question, Damo, just ring me and say, hey, mate, I'm struggling to come up with the 10th question for scorecard. You don't just concede defeat at 9. It's like running a marathon for 38 kilometres. And
they're long questions, Hutchie. They're long questions.
You've got the 9 out of 10, Damo.
Sometimes 9's better than 10, Hutchie.
All right, I'll start off.
But what are we doing? We put a number out of 10.
It's so simple. Just score it.
You've changed it.
Start us off.
All right. The ABC's flagship program, Q&A, has lost another host after Hamish McDonald resigned. He'll be replaced by a rotating host. The ABC should cut its losses and axe the program instead of trying to revive a failing format.
0.
1.
The AFL and other sporting organisations should strongly support a vaccine passport policy and work towards implementing a proof of vaccination policy to ensure the safety of crowds and players and safeguard the viability of the game in years to come.
10.
10.
The Victorian government has been scolded for running ads about border restrictions in New South Wales. The campaign described by some as, quote, kicking New South Wales while it is down. Dan Andrews should stand by his campaign and do everything in his power to protect Victorians from rogue New South Wales COVID infections.
7.
2.
In the wake of recent scandals, there have been calls for Parliament House to go alcohol-free and ban the consumption of alcohol completely. Banning booze at work for those given the responsibility of running our country is a logical and necessary step and should be implemented as soon as possible.
I'm now big on this. 9.
2.
I want an explanation on that. Scott Morrison apologised for the slow rollout of the COVID vaccine last week, a day after he repeatedly declined to say sorry. The PM spin doctors are finally gaining traction with their boss. 0.
5. David Leckie passed away last week. The former CEO spent 23 years as the head of 7 and 9. He should be remembered as one of the true greats of Australian broadcasting.
I don't feel educated enough about David Leckie to know, so I'm just going to sit in the fence and say 5.
8.
Alan Jones is set to return to radio, joining former rival John Laws on his show. The unlikely pairing has the potential to shake up Sydney radio like no other.
8.
7.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton tweeted his praise for Channel 7 state political reporter Charnel Vella recently, saying she gets his official CHO prize for COVID reporting for delivering cold hard facts. There should be more praise of good reporting from government officials in the current climate rather than focusing on the negative media coverage.
4.
5.
And Perth and Brisbane should be formulating plans to host AFL finals and potentially a grand final to ensure the AFL has options that will allow a finals series with full crowds in attendance. 8.
10.
Okay, so
I'll go back over them.
Yep.
Perth, absolutely a chance for the grand final if things go south.
Yep.
So no need to
plan. I'll agree with you there. Yep.
Don't mind Brett Sutton's praise, but it was a bit cheesy.
Yeah, and I just find if you start that, you don't know where it goes.
Yep. Alan Jones, I don't know. I'm not privy to is he on or not on, but if he is, he'll have an effect without question with John Laws. That's an 8. Leckie was a fantastic contributor to Australian television, unquestionably.
Did you come across him?
Yeah, 100%. I worked for him. Yeah.
At 7, obviously.
Powerful. In fact, next week I'll tell you a story. A war story about the late David Leckie, but very powerful figure in television. 8.
Yep.
Scott Morrison said sorry, but I'm not sure they're getting through to him. The scandals, I don't think booze completely is the right step at Parliament House, because there will be instances where there's an opening or an event or something where I think drinking responsibly is more important. 7 for the running ads. You've got to keep us safe. You've got to be, it is what it is. 10 for the vaccination, and no, Q&A is a great brand and it will outlive its hosts.
Except they moved it from its successful time slot of Monday night to Thursday night, Hutchie.
They can still win.
It was, look, I wasn't a religious viewer of it, but there were times the station would stay on that night in my house because it was Australian Story into Four Corners, into Media Watch, into Q&A. That was a pretty good night's TV on certain nights.
Yep.
Obviously, I'd turn over Hutchie when you would come on Classified at the same time. So Thursday night, it's just lost its way on that particular
show. Give us your assessments back over the list.
I gave 9 to the vaccination demand. We discussed that on the main body of the sounding board. The Victoria versus New South Wales kicking them while they're down. I'm not into the states having to go to each other at all, so I've only rated that a 2. The booze ban, I just think the behaviour that's gone on inside that building, and there's still a lot of unresolved inquiries with various disgraceful behaviour. A lot of it can be shooted back to alcohol, Hutchie. If you take it out of the house, you can still have it, so to speak, out of Parliament House, but not necessarily in the house. So I'll give that a 9. Scott Morrison and spin. My goodness me. 0 for any question relating to that topic with him. I didn't know David Leckie well enough at all. Brett Sutton, I said before, I think it's dangerous if you start praising some media because others will get their nose out of joint and there are then ramifications to pay. And the Perth and Brisbane push for the grand final and final series in the AFL is a smart business. And if they're not mounting their A-grade projects and pitches right now, I think they're being silly and missing a major opportunity. I think it's there to be pitched, Hutchie.
Pretty good scoreboard today. Scorecard was good from the sounding board. You're starting to get the hang of this, Damo. If you're choosing to start to tune in, choose to drink wise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo for Drinkwise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.